Welcome to the Bearded Outdoors Podcast. I'm your host and co-owner of Bearded Outdoors, Reese Richards. This podcast is going to be just like you're sitting on your grandpa's tailgate. We're going to be talking about everything, faith, beards, and the great outdoors. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. We really hope you enjoy and continue to do better and be better. God bless. What's up, guys? Reese Richards here, host of the Bearded Outdoors Podcast. Today, I wanted to talk about an event that's happening tomorrow. If you're listening to this on Friday, Friday the 24th, tomorrow, Saturday the 25th in Sebring, Florida, there is an awesome event. I am here to talk to you about this event and to let you know what this event is going to entail and give you some insight that if you can't make it to the event, some things that you can, bonuses just for listening to this podcast. So, Sebring, Florida, tomorrow, the 25th, there is the first ever Saddle Hunter Workshop and 3D Tournament. This is a Saddle Hunter Archery Tournament. That is awesome. You read it right. So I'm going to read directly from the information for this tournament, and we are looking for a great turnout. So Swamp and Stomp, that's Swamp, SWAMPNSTOMP, Swamp and Stomp. They have an awesome YouTube channel, Facebook and Instagram. I'll put links in the description below. I'll also put a link to the event on Facebook. So this is what it says. We are organizing the first of its kind 3D archery tournament for saddle hunters. For the first half of the day, we will have as much demo saddle gear set up with as many experienced saddle hunters there to answer all of your questions while you try out all the gear you've ever dreamed of. So the first part of the day is going to, he has over 15 companies that sent him some gear to be able to demo, and you guys will be able to demo this gear at this event. I should have done this podcast like 2 weeks ago, but I'm doing it right now. So anyways, saddles, accessories, packs, climbing methods, one stick, SRT, DRT, regular sticks, sticks with aiders, you name it, we're going to be doing it there. In addition, they will have discount codes available for some of the brands of saddles and accessories for their websites for the people that are actually going to be there. The second half of the day, we're going to be shooting a 10-target 3D tournament. At each target, there will be a platform set up on a tree with a tether already mounted to the tree. You'll basically step up onto that platform, you'll clip into the bridge of your saddle, and you'll take that shot on that 3D target. So it's just like a 3D tournament, but you will be clipping into your saddle onto a platform right off the ground. it's awesome. I think it's like one of the greatest things that I've seen so far. I will be going representing Tubor Saddles and demoing their saddles specifically, and then I will be shooting that 3D archery tournament representing HHA and Bearded Outdoors, HHA Sports and Bearded Outdoors. So the following companies have donated gear. Arrow Hunter, JX3 Outdoors, Wood Hunting Saddles, Cruiser, Wesper, Buzzard Roof Saddles, Out on a Limb, Tubor Saddles, Rebel Fab, Ultimator, Latitude, Big Whitetail Dreams, Eastern Woods Outdoors. So far, that is amazing. So this will be held at, I believe place is called, here it is right here. I'll just put all the information in the description below. It's tomorrow, 9 a.m. If you guys are in Florida and you're listening to this and you don't have anything planned tomorrow, Sebring, Florida. I'm taking the 3.5-hour drive out there because I think it's going to be absolutely epic. I don't even care if 40 people show up. I think it's going to be such a great event by itself through networking and just doing something that, you know, hunters in general are always just nagging each other and always, you know, just negative against this and, oh, I believe in this and anything else, you know, is crap. And, you know, I guess that's where I could throw in a plug about the Bearded Outdoors app that I created. Me with my wife, we created a social media app called Team Bearded Outdoors, and it is just, it's a social network with so many other aspects of it. It's pretty crazy. It's 99 cents a month. The 99 cents goes to our nonprofit, Crosstide Ministries. It's an outdoor ministry that we basically hook you up with other ministries throughout the U.S. to get you to, you know, into the serving aspect, whether you're a cook, whether you're a volunteer, whether you want to guide on some hunts, whether you want to just be there with open arms, or if you just want to donate to the ministry, you can in the description below. So that is an app that we created because we are just tired of having these public groups on Facebook that just, you know, everybody nags on each other, and it's just not an appetizing good thing to be in. So we have everything from hunt swaps, camping swaps, to Bible studies, to ministry work, to all these different groups, from health and fitness to archery groups to, I mean, it's really awesome what I can do with this app, and the fact that it's always going to be growing and it's always going to be adjusting and testing in a sense. So that's something you guys need to check out. Go to the Apple App Store or Google Play Store, type in Team Bearded Outdoors. The app's right there. It's 99 cents a month, and that 99 cents goes to our outdoor ministry nonprofit. So let's get back into, you never see everybody coming together. So this is all these saddle companies are coming together with their gear to just show all the different varieties. One, introduce saddle hunting to some people that have never heard of it or have never even tried it. You can come to this event and you can literally hop into any saddle that we have and use it and try it and figure it out. That's the main thing why people don't want to take that leap to buy a $200 or $300 saddle, is they don't know how it's going to feel. You know, a lot of these companies, you know, they do, you know, 30-day money-back guarantees and this and that. But just like myself, if you already have a climber set up, or you already have a lock-on set up, or a ladder stand set up, that's perfectly fine. A lot of people don't want to take that leap to a saddle setup. So right now, if you go to tuborsaddles.com, I'll have the description below and the code to use, you will receive 10% off of your purchase of a Tubor saddle. I'm going to get the guys at Tubor on a podcast here soon to talk more about their saddle specifically, but I can tell you it is different from 90% of the saddles out there. It is super adjustable and super thin. When it comes down to saddle hunting in Florida, they're actually from Michigan, but this saddle, that's why I love being, you know, involved with them, because their saddle truly is a game changer. Not many saddles out there are made from this material. So in the description below, you will have a discount code for 10% off of their saddle setup. And they just came out with a rope setup too, to where you literally buy this package and you will, besides your sticks and your platform, you won't need anything else. It comes with the carabiners. It comes with the ropes. They have some demo videos. I'm going to actually be making a demo video for them also, just from my personal experience. So I will also be making a YouTube video at this event for specifically the 3D tournament in a saddle. And that's going to be an awesome, you know, awesome, cool video. Hoping the weather holds out on us this time of the year in Florida. Around 4 o'clock, we're always getting this afternoon shower. So I think we're trying to get everything taken care of and finished by 2, 3 o'clock before all this happens. But we plan, just from talking to Mark and Danny from Swamp and Stop, this is something that I think is going to be an annual thing. Because honestly, man, it's when you think about it, it's such an awesome idea. And to already have all these companies on board this year, I couldn't imagine what it could be next year. But I'm going to hold that for them to speak about when we talk soon. But it's $35 to enter into the archery tournament, and it's free just to go to the event by itself. I think it's super cool. If you guys are near or around Sebring, Florida, like I said, I'm driving 3.5 hours. I think it's 100% worth it. But that is tomorrow, the 25th, at 9 o'clock in the morning. I will have, like I said, the event in the description below to RSVP. If you guys have any questions about this event, you can shoot me a message, and I will get that info to you. So, this year, I just wanted to start getting into 3D archery tournaments. I think it's a great place to network with people. I think it's a great fellowship area. I think it's a great place to represent Jesus. I think it's a great place just to, you know, be the light and just, you know, represent your brand in the eyes of the Lord, you know, to be that light for everybody there around. But sorry, I'm getting over a little cold, but anyways, guys, just wanted to make a specific podcast on this event, just talk to you about the app real quick, and how this event's going to be awesome. Tomorrow, the 25th, 9 a.m. in Sebring, Florida, Swamp and Stomp and Skull Hill Archery are putting the event on. It's going to be at 7391 Haywood Taylor Boulevard in Sebring, Florida. But description below, we'll have all of your information on this event. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. If you don't have any plans, shoot out there. I guarantee it's going to be a hit. We're going to have a food truck out there. All the demos for the gears. There's going to be a long shot competition to win a JX3 hybrid saddle. And also, all of these products that are donated to us are going to be given away at the event. So there's going to be raffles galore, and everybody's going to be, every product there is going to be given away at the end of the event. So this is, it's a great place to come, great place to network and fellowship, and you know, right before hunting season, it's perfect time to get yourself in a saddle if you haven't tried them yet. Go ahead and go over to Two Boar Saddles YouTube channel. They have some videos that they posted. I'll put that link in the description also, and then I will be making a few videos for Two Boar also to put on our YouTube channel. But I appreciate everything that you guys do. I appreciate the following. Below in the link in the description also, we are going to start putting some links to support us. You can support the podcast, basically supporting Bearded Outdoors USA in general. Also supporting specifically Crosstown Ministries, a nonprofit. Those links will be in the description. You know, all of these things, subscribing and supporting with funds or donations, it goes to a great cause. Having this nonprofit now, it's just our motivation is, you know, having those funds helps us to, you know, get these specific missions accomplished by getting them. You know, we plan on getting veterans, kids, first responders, anybody that is unfortunate to be able to get out into the woods, you know, we are making a means to make a trip happen for these folks. You can nominate somebody to be on a hunt or a camping trip. You can also join the Team Bearded Outdoors app, and there is a connection hub on there where we can get you connected to be able to serve, or if you wanted to donate some gear, or you wanted to donate your time and serve, or be a cook, or go there and set up. We are trying to connect with many similar-minded ministries and have this connection hub on the Team Bearded Outdoors app so that we can disperse and make all of these things happen with these hunting trips and camping trips and, you know, whatever we feel we can, you know, whatever our hearts are feeling at the time. So all of these things that I'm mentioning are in the description below. I appreciate you guys for listening to this episode. It was a little bit different, but I'm sitting here in the office and I'm like, you know what? I need to put out a podcast for this event tomorrow. And if you're listening to it too late, you might get something out of this. You might be able to, you know, you might now be able to go and find those YouTube videos on Bearded Outdoors USA YouTube channel and watch and get some insight on saddle hunting. And you'll now be able to subscribe to be able to stay tuned for all kinds of, you know, information on saddle hunting and these up and coming podcasts I plan on doing. So, appreciate you guys for listening. I hope you show up to this event tomorrow. If you're able, if you're out of state, plan something for next year around this time, to be able to come to this event. Who knows? This event might change to being in Northern Florida, so more people can have the opportunity to come. We don't know. We don't know how it's going to be, but I'm all on board for it, and there's some great dudes and some great guys in the industry, and we're all just wanting to come together like we should be, and just enjoying the outdoors, enjoying saddle hunting, getting people into saddle hunting, and getting people into those tight spots in the woods that a climber or a lock-on really just don't fit well in. That's another, there's a lot of pros to saddle hunting that people don't think about. You know, you have literally 360 degree shot all around you. You can go up in a tree that has a V starting at, you know, 4 feet, and you can literally plant your mobile sticks all up that tree, and you can hang from anything. It's pretty awesome. So appreciate you guys. Love y'all. God bless. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please share with one friend right now who you feel needs to be inspired or who you feel could really use our messages in their day. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time.